The leading cause of death in America is heart disease. Nearly one in every four deaths in the United States each year are from heart disease. About 610,000 people. It says heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women. More than half of the deaths due to heart disease in 2009 were in men. So a few years old, that statistic. But of many of the different ethnic groups in the United States, the leading cause of death in the particular group is either heart disease, and then there's some that are cancer, but then in second place would be heart disease. So we find it's a very big problem in the United States. But the question is do you see, you know, fewer fast food restaurants or more fast food restaurants? There was a statistic, and I can't remember it now off the top of my head, but I think it was like back in the, I think it was sometime in the latter part of the 1800s, the average amount of processed sugar that people ate was around, I think, 4 pounds per year. And now, I can't remember, I think it might have been 150 pounds, but maybe it was 50. I can't remember. Maybe one of the birds remembered that statistic. But anyways, if either one, I mean, I don't know if it's a big difference between 50 and 150 pounds, but even if it was 50, obviously it went, you know, way up. And so heart disease is a major problem. There are things that people are doing to try to maybe stay away from it, but you know, many people, you know, young people are growing up, and many of them are eating a lot of junk food and are continuing the rate of what is happening. You know, one of the most really the important things that we as a believer can have is our heart. Do we take care of our spiritual heart? Or do we let it slip by? Do we just continue on with our busy life? And in the hurry of the moment, we get that fast food, maybe full of grease, instead of taking the time to get what our heart really needs. It says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we're going to tie this into prayer tonight and see how important our heart's condition is in relationship to prayer. Our heart is vitally important for many, for the issues of life. It's very important because our heart is the source of our life. It's the source of our spiritual life. And so it says, out of it are the issues of life. The action here that every person is responsible for. It says, keep thy heart. Now, you are responsible tonight for your heart. The Bible says to keep thy heart. This is something that each one of us needs to take personally, the keeping or the guarding, the securing, the protecting of our heart. And I wonder tonight, is this something that you are taking seriously? It's something personal. It says, keep thy heart. You know, you're not going to be able to blame somebody else for the condition of your heart. You're the one that's responsible. Keep thy heart. Notice how you're to keep it. It says, with all diligence. It says, with all diligence. This is something that we are to be very particular about. You know, there are some things in life that we can be real, you know, particular about. There are some things in life that I can be, you know, really particular about. You know, when I'm raising vegetables and I'm trying to do without chemicals, those that live around the mission house sometimes know that I can be real particular about certain things. You know, some people are real particular about other things. Maybe you just bought a brand new car and you're really particular about that car. Maybe you're real particular about germs. You know, maybe you're real particular about your hair. There's certain things maybe that you can be very particular about. But there's something that all of us need to be very particular about and extremely careful, and that is the condition of our heart. What do we allow to come in? I mean, what does a guard do? The guard protects the premises. He protects from violators, from thieves, from the wrong people coming in. And that's what guarding our heart is about. It's about keeping those things that are going to hinder our heart's condition. It's keeping those things away. It is something that we are to be particular about. It's something that we are to do with all diligence. It doesn't say keep your heart with some diligence. No, it says keep your heart with all diligence. You know, one of the reasons that it's so important to keep our heart with all diligence, because it really ties directly in to our prayers being answered by God. Take your Bibles, please. Turn over to Ezekiel chapter 14. Do you think that God wants to answer prayer? Well, yes, God wants to answer prayer. But do you know that there are times that God will not answer prayer? Or do you know that there's times where God doesn't, maybe I should say, want people to come before Him with certain prayers? That would be maybe more of a statement. That sometimes God does not want people to come before Him in prayer. Maybe with, obviously, at all times, God wants a prayer of repentance. But we'll see here in Ezekiel chapter 14 that God is asking them. He says, should I be, end of verse 2, it says, should I be inquired of at all by them? It says, and you can say what you are, but I'm going to read something from Ezekiel chapter 20. He says, thus saith the Lord God, are ye come to inquire of me? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Now, does that get our attention at all? God says, I will not be inquired of by you. Here, wouldn't you think that God would want to encourage people to pray? But yet He's saying, I'm not going to be inquired of by you. Don't come to me asking what you think, what I want you to do. Don't come seeking after me. I'm not going to be inquired of by you. Now, what was the reason? It says in Ezekiel 14, he says in verse 1, then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, so here's these elders of Israel. They're standing before, they're sitting before Ezekiel the prophet. And God says to tell them, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. You know, God here had a great problem with the children of Israel. And that problem was because their heart was far from him. It says they had set up idols in their heart. You know, it said, keep your heart with thy heart with all diligence. Well, they had allowed idols, they had allowed things to come into their life and take the place that only God should have had. And they were hypocritically coming before God, inquiring of him. God said to repent. He says in verse number 6, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. So here, God had an answer for them. He's like, turn away from these idols that you have set up in your heart. Now I wonder tonight, where is our heart? If we're going to come before God in prayer, is our heart right with God? Or are there things, are there idols that we have set up in our heart tonight that are hindering our hearts from being in tune with God's heart? You know, what's the greatest commandment of all? Well, it's to what? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. You know, that is a challenging verse, but it's something that God expects of us. You know, it's so easy for that to be taken away in our lives. You know, when that's taken away, what's going to happen? It's going to be harder for us to really be able to get a hold of God in prayer. Go over to Ezekiel chapter 20. He says, and it came to pass, Ezekiel 20, verse 1, and it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. That sounds pretty good. Then came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, are ye come to inquire of me? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Notice that I will not be inquired of by you. If God looked down into each one of our hearts tonight, what would he say about the condition of our heart? Would he say, I will not be inquired of by you? Notice what he says later on. Well, let's read verse 5 and maybe we'll skip ahead. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God. Verse number 7. Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eye and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. Verse 15, yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths. Notice, for their heart went after their what? Their idols. You know, what direction is your heart pulled in tonight? You know, we can offer prayers up to the Lord. But is he going to say to us tonight, I will not be inquired of by you? You know, what do we need to do? Well, what did the Lord say to them in Ezekiel 14:6? Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. You know, there are abominations, and those things are a big deal to God. And, you know, we can maybe sometimes, you know, be softened by, and obviously God is a merciful and gracious God. But we can look out into the world, we can look out into maybe the realm of Christianity. And sometimes we can see, well, they're doing all this, and it seems sometimes like things are okay. But, you know, there are some important issues at stake. And one of those is the issue of prayer. And God said, I'm not going to be inquired of you because you're going after idols. He says, repent. Turn away your faces from all your abominations. You know, there are many things, obviously, that are abomination in the sight of God. It says in Proverbs 6:16, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. The Bible says those are what? Those are an abomination before God. You know, those things are going to what? They're going to hinder our prayers. God wants a heart that is in line with His heart. You know, tonight, you need to, each one of us needs to examine the condition of our heart. In 1 John chapter 5, we have a promise concerning prayer. 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. You know, asking according to the will of God is having our heart what? In line with God, is having our heart loving God. But if those idols are there, it's going to hinder those prayers from being answered. It's going to hinder us from praying according to the will of God. Notice the last verse of 1 John. He says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. You know, this was written to what? 1 John was written to believers, wasn't it? And he said, little children, keep yourselves from idols. You know, this is a warning that God's people need to heed. We need to guard ourselves. We need to protect ourselves. In James chapter 4, it says that ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lusts. You know, and tonight, we need to look at our own hearts. What are we truly desiring? Are we really seeking for the name of God to be uplifted? Or are we looking for our own name to be uplifted? Are we seeking for our name to be defended? Or are we seeking for God's name to be defended? Are we seeking for our will? Or are we seeking for God's will to be accomplished? You know, there are many things that in this day and age in which we live can draw away our heart so very easily. And you know, you're not going to come to church with your, you know, carrying some bag of idols with you. But obviously those could be where? Right inside our heart. And they may not be external. But we could walk right into church with those idols internally within us. And those need to be removed so that we can have that relationship with God that we ought to be having. My little children, keep yourselves from idols. You know, if there's something in our life, if there is an idol in our heart tonight, we need to get that taken care of. You know, we're going to be going to prayer time shortly. Is our heart ready to pray? As God looks down on your life tonight, would He say, I'm not going to be inquired of by you? Or is God looking down upon your life and knowing that your will is in line with His will, and that anything that you ask will be answered because your will is one with His? You know, young people, if you're resisting the will of the authorities over you, do you think your will is in line with God's will? You know, it's not just young people, ourselves. You know, as parents, as adults, you know, where is our will tonight? You know, God wants to answer our prayers. He wants us to come before Him. He's over and over, He commanded us to pray. But yet there's a heart condition that must be there if our prayers are going to be received by God. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that You would help us tonight. Lord, work in my own life. Lord, that I would see the things that would hinder You from receiving my prayers. Lord, help us to be honest. Help us to see. Lord, our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Lord, but You search the reins and the heart. Lord, You know exactly what's in there. Lord, we sang earlier, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Lord, we know that You know it. Lord, there are no hypocrites, so to speak, that can stand before You because You see everything. There's nothing that we can hide behind in Your sight. Lord, there's no sin. There's nothing that we can run past You and You not notice. And Lord, I just pray tonight that You would help us to see those things. I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes closed this evening, you know, can you examine your own heart tonight? Are there some idols that have been set up in your heart? And maybe they're even coming out in your actions. And you know, before you go to prayer tonight, you need to get that taken care of. There's something that's become more important to you than God. There's something that, you know, an obligation, a duty before the Lord that you should be fulfilling, but you've forsaken because of that idol in your life. And God wants you to repent of that tonight and to turn to Him. And right now I challenge you to get that right with Him so that you can have a meaningful prayer time tonight. Lord, may You just work in our lives and help us, Lord, to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, to get those things out of our homes, Lord, that could so easily take our hearts away. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.